Chapter 1. Herd of Predators. 1.
What is wrong with this food?
A shrill, hysterical voice sounded, followed by the hard clatter of silverware hitting dishes. Several people in the dining room turned toward the woman making all the racket. Her face was more than the word beautiful could imply. Her looks were perhaps equal to that most gorgeous princess of the kingdom, the one called Golden. Even warped in rage, she was lovely, and despite the disturbance she was causing, her movements were elegant and even refined. She had to be a noble from somewhere, the daughter of an elite noble at that. Pushing back her long ringlets in exasperation, she scowled disapprovingly at the food set in front of her. The table was crammed with dishes. There were several soft white rolls, just baked and steaming faintly in a basket. A thick slab of red meat, grilled rare and dripping juices, was arranged temptingly on a plate with sweet corn and mashed potatoes made with loads of butter. The salad of fresh vegetables was still crisp, and its dressing gave off a refreshing citrus scent. The meals at Fortress City Irantel's finest inn, the Golden Glimmer, were prepared with food that had had preservation cast on it to retain its freshness. By a more than first-rate chef, of course. This dinner was like a work of art, born of the preparation of the finest ingredients by the most renowned cooks. It was a repast that only royalty, nobles, and successful merchants could eat. And this woman was openly expressing dissatisfaction with it. It was only natural that the people hearing her remarks, in addition to being surprised, would take an interest in the food they'd always eaten without thinking.
It's awful!
Her words seemed so out of place that everyone was dumbfounded for a moment. During the scene, the only one with unwavering posture and an unchanging expression was the elderly butler in attendance behind her. Even when she whirled around, eyes full of intense emotion, his face remained the same, as if he had no other expressions.
I can't stand this city! Make preparations to leave immediately.
But miss, it's already not...
Shut up! I said we're leaving, so we're leaving! Got it?
In response to the childish tantrum, the butler broke his posture for the first time and bowed his head.
Understood, miss. I'll make departure preparations right away.
If you understand, Sebas, then hop to it!
She flung the fork she'd been holding, and it ka-clanged. Then, indignant, she stormed out of the main dining room. In the relaxed atmosphere left in her wake, like the calm after a cloudburst, a dignified voice spoke.
Everyone, please excuse the disturbance.
After putting back in place the chair that had nearly toppled over when the woman stood up, the butler slowly bowed to the other diners. Upon receiving the fine old man's perfect apology, some gazed at him with pity.
Sir. Yes.
A man, who had been standing by quietly, moved next to the butler.
Do excuse us. I hardly think it will suffice as an apology for the commotion. But please allow me to pay for everyone's meal.
The faces of the few people who heard what he said lit up with delight they couldn't conceal. The price for a single meal at the city's finest inn was something else. For such a price, tolerating a little disturbance was no problem. Meanwhile, the manager was unfazed, and he responded to the butler's proposal with a bow. The natural flow of the exchange was evidence that the scene had played out several times since the arrival of this master-servant pair. Sebas's eyes moved to a seemingly poor man stuffing his face in one corner of the dining room. Realizing this, the fellow hastily stood and trotted over. He seemed extremely out of place compared to the other diners. For starters, his appearance didn't have any of the quality or dignity of the others, which made him stick out severely. His clothing was the only part of him that compared favorably with the other customers, but it was almost as if the clothes were wearing him. It was even comical how much he looked like a clown clad in finery.
Sebas, sir.
What is it, Zack?
The other diners furrowed their brows upon hearing Zack's obsequious way of speaking. With that brown-nosing tone, it would be no surprise to find him rubbing...